The Gemara in Sachem and Daf Membeis Amid Beis talks about the halacha of Mayim Shalano, that water that was held overnight in a kli. So Ryuda says that's when you make the matzah dough, you must use water that was left over overnight, as we'll see, at least a 12-hour period. And why? Why do I need Mayim Shalano? So Pasha says, because the water that was kept overnight, Gemara seems to say, has a tendency to be warm. And so what? What's the problem with warm? Because if you need matzah with warm water, poshrim, so then it might hasten the process and make the matzah into chametz. So therefore we're concerned, if we use warm water, it's going to hasten the process, and we don't want to end up eating chametz on Pesach. So that seems to be accepted. The question is why? How does leaving the water overnight not make it cool? Like, why is it warm before and why is it cool now? So Rashi over there in the Gemara, a different Gemara, I think it's Sadi Dalet, explains that he says during the winter time, during between Sukkot and Pesach, Hanukkah and Pesach, that the water underground, and there's underground wells, and the water stays warm in the underground wells. So therefore, what do you do? So therefore, you want it to have a chance to cool down, so you take the water out, you know, at nighttime, beginning of evening, and it stands in a kli overnight, and therefore cool down, then you can make the matzahs. That's what Rashi seems to say, because the underground wells keep it warm. The Rush, quoting Rashi, says, based on Rashi, it would come out, that's dafki if you get it from the underground well. But let's say you draw water from the river, not from the well, so presumably it's going to be cold, and therefore it shouldn't be an issue. The underground wells are warm, but the river isn't. And secondly, if you draw in the morning and allow it to stand the whole afternoon, as long as it's, in other words, according to Rashi, the issue seems to be underground wells, and it's just a 12-hour time period. So if you either took it from a river, or if you let it 12 hours in the day, it should be okay. Other mefreshim say, no, that it's dafka at nighttime. That's when it's at the coolest time. And therefore they say, according to that sheet, if you draw water out at the beginning of at Shkia, when the water is at its coolest, then you don't have to stand it. Your Urayim rice, you could use it right away. Again, based on, as we'll see, we don't paskin this way, but if you could get the water, it's coolest, you don't, no need to wait 12 hours, according to the Urayim. The Ran writes that drawing water itself agitates the water, and therefore there's no difference, well water, underground water, you have to give time for it to cool. And the Smak writes as well, for another reason, that there's a cool northerly night wind, is you need to cool the water before using it for matzah. That you can't use any water for matzah unless it was overnight for 12 hours in the kli. So halacha l'maisa, you have all these different opinions on whether it only applies to underground water, if it's dafka, as long as you have any 12-hour period. But if you get it when it's cold, it's okay. The bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch goes to Chumra, and therefore we paskin by the water used to bake the matzah. It has to be overnight. It can't be like 12 hours during the day. It doesn't make a difference if it's underground well or from a river or other sources. The bottom line is we have to have it stand for 12 hours overnight. And the Ramah Dizayat, you should try to take it out when it's its coolest temperature, so therefore it stays cool. You don't have to worry about the warm water hastening the leavening process.